USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden has met with congressional Democrats, promising his landmark social spending plan will eventually be voted on.
We're going to get it done.
He privately told lawmakers that the dollar figure of $3.5 trillion will probably have to come down to get a consensus. Two Democrats in the Senate are still opposing, Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin. Manchin said on Thursday he wouldn't support a social spending bill that costs more than $1.5 trillion. Progressive caucus leader Pramila Jayapal said they want more spending on American families, not less, but they understand that compromise has to happen.
We're going to go through our priorities just from our standpoint, and we're going to do what the president asked. We're going to say, okay, how do we get, you know, what can we live with on these different things?
This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. Giza Dream Sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said that Pyongyang would restore severed communication lines with Seoul in early October in a sign of thawing inter-Korean relations. In a speech delivered to North Korea's parliament, Kim said he wanted communication channels restarted to see the recovery of the North-South relations from the present deadlock. Kim said that the progress depends on the attitude of the South Korean authorities, and he noted that the North has neither aim nor reason to provoke South Korea and no idea to harm it. In his address, Kim said that the United States remains utterly unchanged in posing military threats and pursuing hostile policies toward North Korea. He called efforts at engagement no more than a petty trick for deceiving the international community and hiding its hostile acts. Washington responded by calling for North Korea to return to the negotiating table. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
The results of the Maricopa County, Arizona election audit had some amazing irregularities. Cheryl Atkinson of TV's Full Measure shares some of the things she found out.
I want to go back for a moment to chain of custody. This, we know, is a documented problem in numerous places around the country in the 2020 election and probably in other elections, quite frankly, where there's not a chain of custody. This is required. People may consider that a small matter. But think about it. If one cannot prove the security of the ballots from place to place, as the law requires them to be held, then all bets are off. There's a reason there are chain of custody rules where certain people are supposed to supervise the ballots at all time and or they are to be sealed and not looked at. All of a sudden, though, we know about in many jurisdictions there were places where ballots appeared from nowhere, or at least they couldn't be traced. Ballot boxes or holding containers had been opened and not sealed. They were not transported with the proper supervision. There's supposed to be certain people, not just one political party carrying them in the trunk of their car. All kinds of problems. So according to the auditors, there were problems here with chain of custody documents. Not a small thing.
You can read more amazing results on her website at CherylAtkinson.com. And watch for her TV show, Full Measure, this Sunday. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.